阿弥陀佛。
大家记得我们去年最后一次上课是什么时候？
Do you remember when was the last time we had a class last year?
忘了，十二月。十二月距离到今年这样现在几月？快半年了哈，好快哈。所以呢，今天是我们话头的第四堂课。
The last class actually was in December. December till now is almost half a year, 6 months. So, today is the fourth class about the same topic, 话头。
好，那我们今年呢，要为大家分享什么呢？大家有看到海报有预告？对对对。
So, what are we going to share with all of you this year about 话头? So, you probably see the poster. The topic is the record of the Chan Master 大会宗稿.
Yeah. 所以呢，我们今年呢要跟大家分享大会普觉禅师语录。
So, this year we will share with you about the record of Chan Master 大会普觉。
好，那大会普觉禅师语录呢，它收录在大正藏里面的第47册。
So, Master 大会普觉's record is collected in the Taisho Tripitaka in the 47th volume.
好，那为什么呢？可以收录在大正藏里面。
Why he's a record or his wisdom words and can be collected in the Tripitaka?
因为呢，非常的重要。
Because they are very important.
大家如果有空呢，可以去看看这个大正藏里面，它的第47册里面呢，大部分都是很多禅师的语录，然后收录在这里面。
When you get a chance, then you actually can go into that Tripitaka, the 47th volume, to take a look. Within that 47th volume, it's a big collection of the wisdom, the wise words, or the word of wisdom of Chan Masters.
好，那为什么会讲这一本语录呢？因为呢，它代表了话头的整个参话头的修行法门的这个要点呢在里面，所以我们选大会中高的禅师语录呢来跟大家做分享，因为它在整个中国禅宗史上呢，这本书呢非常具有重要的这个禅学禅修的价值。
So why we pick this particular record of Master 大会宗稿, because within his wisdom words, word of wisdom, and it contains a lot of important points about Chan, and particularly 话头, and also in the history of the Chinese Chan, and this is holding a very important position.
好，大家有看到这一张图片吗？旧的。
You see this particular insert picture. It's kind of old pictures.
很有历史的痕迹在里面，对不对？好。
You can see, and because it's very old and it's full of the history itself.
对。隐约呢，可以看到大会宗稿禅师的这个身影。
You can roughly see Master 大会宗稿's figure in this picture.
很清秀的样子哈。
He actually is pretty good looking.
好，那大会普觉禅师语录呢，这一本呢，总共呢有30卷。
So this record of Master 大会宗稿。And there is 30 chapters in there.
然后大部分呢都是禅师呢，比如说他在 某某寺院，比如说能能禅寺、广利禅寺、在什么禅寺，在什么庵里面讲的这个语录，然后呢用不同的题材的方式，然后把它收录起来。
So, within these 30 chapters, majority are, his teaching in different monastery, and then according to different, topics, and they collected into each chapter, and then, each chapter, and then they, collect all the 30 chapters into his, records.
嗯，好。那这个这本语录呢，不是大慧中高禅师写的，是他讲的。然后由他的弟子呢，就是亲近在啊、大慧中高禅师身边很久的一个弟子，然后帮他毕生所讲的，在各个地方各个寺院里面所讲的，然后把它收录下来，然后就成为我们今天所能看到的这一本语录。然后他的弟子叫韵文禅师，韵呢就是五韵的韵。文呢，就是多闻熏习的闻。
So this record, the words in this record, and was not written by Master 大慧宗稿 actually is what he has taught, the lecture he has taught, and his disciple collect and he all his teaching and throughout his life and collect it into this record.And, the actual author is, 大慧宗稿's, disciple called 韵文。
好。那大家有看到一到三十卷齁、哦、特别在哪一卷呢把它弄一个橘色的框框弄放大。第几卷 ?19 到24齁、哦。好。所以这表示呢我们今天呢要跟大家分享这其中的这个23卷里面的一个很重要的一个法语。
So among all these chapters, you can see, and from chapter 19 to 24, it was highlighted in orange. So it because today, we're going to share with you about his words of wisdom in the 23rd chapter.
那在讲今天的这个法要的之前呢，我们先来介绍一下哈、哦，化头禅最重要的代表禅师呢，就是大慧中高禅师。那么他呢，出生在西元几年，然后到几年呢？大家看到吗？1089到1163，好，那中高。禅师住世的多久？好，对，好，好，大家算数很好，好，好。所以呢，他大概是几百年前的人，不到一千了哈。他是在北宋，他是北宋年间的人哈。好，那他呢又有别号叫大慧，又有叫妙喜。是宣州宁国，就是等于今天安徽省的人。那他从小很小就出家，他12岁就出家。然后他12岁出家，就是在这个过程里面，他有参访过云门宗，跟朝洞宗。然后他参了这两宗的结果呢，他觉得这两宗都叫邪说，就是不是他相应的，就是不是他想要的这个禅法。于是呢，他在这个宣和七年，就等于是在西元1125年的时候，是等于他几岁的时候？不对啊，大家怎么算数都这么好？对，他在36岁的时候，你看他12岁出家，他在36岁的时候呢，就听说有一位圆悟克勤禅师，他就去参拜这位禅师。然后圆悟克勤禅师我们知道他就是灵济宗的代表人物，所以他36岁的时候去参这个圆悟克勤禅师。 这个师徒之间呢的言语之间呢马上就很相应、哦、相应的结果呢就是什么，他很快就得到这个圆悟克勤禅师的传法，所以你看不久就怎么样分座，有没有分座、欸、到看过法华经有没有，那个多宝如来从塔出现的时候，释迦牟尼佛不是就分座给他吗？所以这叫什么双佛并座。然后这里呢圆悟克勤禅师他就分座给这个大慧中高，这表示呢他也是有见地的，所以呢跟他参学没多久他就分座给他。当时呢这个大慧中高禅师就哇名震哪里经师，就是呢这个他的见地呢非常有见地，所以在当时呢非常的有名。然后你们知道当时古时候能够让皇帝赐紫衣紫金袈裟的，就表示呢他是得道的高僧，所以他被谁赐紫金袈裟，宋徽宗的时候，所以还有一个封号叫佛日。这对于一个修行人是一个很大的殊荣，表示呢他的修行非常的有见地。然后同时呢他也是灵济宗这个杨岐派的第五代传人。然后他提倡一个观念就是看话头，那一直到他圆寂之后呢，通常呢就是你的一生的这个功过修行的一个德恨呢，到了圆寂之后呢会有一个有德望的人帮你封一个号。然后这个德望的人当时就是宋朝的一个宋孝宗皇帝，他帮他封一个封号叫什么禅师，对，就是刚好我们这本语录的名称哦，大慧普觉禅师语录，就是他圆寂之后呢被宋朝的宋孝宗皇帝帮他封的这个名号。好，
So before we start getting to our today's topic and we want to introduce 大慧宗高， because 大慧宗高 is Hua Tou's representative person. So Da Hui Zonggao, he was born in 1989 and he lived until 1663. So he was 64 years old. So his era from now is less than 1,000 years. He left home and became monastic when he was 12. So at that age, he went to visit Yunmen Sect and Caodong Sect. And he didn't really like those. Those two methods are not his method. So he is not in accordance with those two, Yunmen and Caodong. So he called those two as demonic chan. So he continued to find teachers. And so at his age of 36, he went to Yanwu Keqin, which is the Lingji's, the representative person of Lingji Sect. So he and him has dialogue. Immediately, he's in accordance with his teaching. So he identified that will be his method. So, and in a short period of time, Yanwu Keqin and passed on the lineage to him. And also give him a teaching seat. In Lotus Sutra, when Duobao Tathagata and appear in the world, Shakyamuni Buddha and given him a seat. So there's two Buddha and was sitting together as a teaching. So Yanwu Keqin gave him a seat and start teaching. So in a very short period of time, his name is widespread and to all the place. And so at that time in the Song Dynasty, Emperor Huizong and gave him a purple robe. Purple robe is the highest honor and for Manasseh can get. It means representation of his practice and his teaching is the almost. So after also at that time, Empress Hui Zong and call him for Yu. That means son of the Buddha, you know, son of the Buddha, and gave him that name. And he's also a Lingji sect, Yangqi school's the fifth generation descendant. And he advocate Kan Hua Tou. That means investigate Hua Tou. So after he passed away, and Emperor Xiao Zong and gave him a special name and call Pu Jie Chan Shi, which is a master Pu Jie.
就是普觉，就是对对，往圆寂之后的一个。
So and 普觉禅师 actually is a special name after he passed away. 宋徽宗Emperor 徽宗 gave him. Sorry, 宋孝宗Emperor 孝宗 gave to him.
好，所以在当时大会忠告禅师呢。他鼓励学人禅修呢，就是起一个仪勤，好，用这个仪勤呢来参就话头，以至于达到开悟。好，所以他认为在修行呢，必须要在生活当中。他是反对当时呢修行的一个状况，就是远离尘嚣，远离尘世，哈。然后独自躲在山里面修行，他是反对这样子的修行方式，所以他当时呢，很反对，就是说墨照呢，为什么会把墨照当成是邪禅？他认为当时的墨照禅呢，就是从早到晚，整天呢只知道坐在那边，然后什么事都不做，所以呢，他觉得这种墨照禅呢叫墨照邪禅，是。整天坐在那里，像躲在一个什么黑山鬼窟里面，有墨没有照，所以他认为当时的墨照禅呢，这个教导的方式呢是邪禅。可是呢，很有趣的是，他跟墨照禅的这个主要倡导的这个导师哈，就是弘智正觉禅师呢，却是很好的朋友。好到什么程度？他们两个人的生死观念是一样的，虽然他们的禅修方式不一样，所以呢，这个有一天哈，这个弘智正觉禅师就跟这个大会忠告说：“我改天呢，如果往生哈，你要帮我处理后事。”然后这个大会忠告有没有答应？有啦，他有答应。然后呢，果真没多久哈，这个弘智正觉禅师他就圆寂了哈。那因为他们两个住的山哈差很远，就是一个在那一山，一个在那一山哈，住得很远哈。然后他是收到了信才看到这个啊，原来这个弘智正觉禅师已经圆寂了，赶快呢。这个快马加鞭，然后要赶去他这个寺院里面去帮他做后事。那这个赶去的时候，其实弘智正觉禅师已经圆寂了，所以呢，他的涂皮的佛事呢，就是大会忠告帮他做的。虽然呢，他修行方式不一样，但是呢，往生的那一刻呢，都是有没有见地，修行到什么程度呢？从他的这个遗书里面呢就知道了。好，弘智正觉。
So, 大会忠告 encourage practitioner and give rise to great Tao and use this great Tao to investigate 话头 to be enlightened. So he believed practice need to happen in the daily life and not hiding in the remote mountain and to practice.And to practice alone. So, and he, that's why he, at that time, silent illumination is very popular practice. So he think in the people whole day long, it is sitting in meditation, not doing anything. It's a demonic chant. And so, and they all, it's like sitting in the dark cave in the ghost mountain. And because of the way they sitting, this has a silent, there's no illumination. And they actually killing the Buddha, and that means killing their own Buddha nature. So so that's why he say silent illumination is a demonic chant. So, but interesting enough, and he is a very good friend of the master Hongzhi Zhenjue, who was the main promoter of the silent illumination. So, and their friendship is so good, and because their concept of a birth and death is the same. And the only difference is the way they practice, the method of their practice. So, and when Hongzhi Zhenjue, when Hongzhi Zhenjue and asked Da Hui Zhonggao, so when the time I pass away, and you will be the person holding the ceremony for me. So, because they live very far apart, and so when the time Da Hui Zhonggao received the letter about Master Hongzhi Zhenjue pass away, so he rushed over and to take care of his burial business and also cremation.
现在我们要进入我们今天的这个第四堂课话头的主题，就是在《大正藏》第47册里面的《大慧普觉禅师语录》的第卷23里面呢，它有一个七项方法，就是参禅的一个要领。那么这个在师父的书里面也有提到中圣七个样，就是参禅的七个重要的要领。
So now we're going to talk about our main topics today. The seven things or the seven examples must know about Chan practice. And this is also in Shifu's book, and in his Shifu's Chinese book, Master Sen Yuan Teach Hua Tou. So it talk about Chan practice, and there's seven things and Chan practitioner must know.
好，那么中圣七个样呢，就是大慧中高禅师呢，他呢告诉这个妙明居士，就是李知行伯和居士的法语，这一段法语里面呢共分七段，然后这七段呢就是说明整个参禅，就是等于参话头的人呢七项非常重要的要领。
So, this is seven things you must know about the Chan practice, and was Dharma words of Da Hui Zhonggao to layman Miao Ming, which is Li Ming, Li Zhi Shen, Bo He. And so, it contains seven paragraphs that explain to Chan practitioner about the seven must-know things about Chan practice, and mainly is how to investigate Hua Tou.
好，首先我们先解释中圣七个样的这个中圣这两个字。中圣呢，就是各宗所弘扬的宗义还有教典。然后在这边呢，中圣指的是禅宗的这个教义和教典。
So first we're going to explain these two particular words. 宗圣, it is the vehicle of a sect, means it's essential tenets, doctrine, principle. Here it means Chan school.
好，有七个样哦。第一个样呢是什么？道由心悟，不再言传。第二个样子呢？自家保障，何假外求。第三个样子呢，常存生死心，这个生死心非常重要。第四个样子呢，就是离文字语言任何的分别相。
So there's seven things. The first, thou is enlightened by the mind, cannot be transmitted by words. The second, don't need to seek your own treasure outwardly. The third, always keep birth and death in mind. This is very important. And the force suffered from forms of words, language, and discrimination.
好，第五个样子呢，但向生死交加处看花头。第六个样子呢，道无不在，处处皆真。第七个样子呢，就是最后一个样子，省力处便是得力处。
The fifth, watch 话头 or investigate 话头 at the pivotal point of birth and death. The sixth, Tao exists everywhere, in everywhere we encounter, in everything we encounter. Seventh, strength saving point is precisely the power gaining point.
好，总共这七个样，好，大家都听过对不对？你最有印象是哪一个样？道由心悟，不再言传，因为这一页写这样。好，第一个样子呢，为什么会写在第一个？就表示第一个很重要。好，好。
So I'm sure you heard about all of these, right? So, which one you think is the most important? The first one, right? The reason it lists on the first one because it is the most important.
我们来看哈，就是等于这个语录里面所讲的哈内容，第一个样子哈。大会忠告叙述当时呢，你看哈，道由心悟不再言传，近年以来学持道者多弃本逐末，背正头斜，不肯向脚跟下推穷，一味在宗师说处找到。众说的圣水不漏，但于本分事上了没交涉，古人不得已见学者迷头认影，故设方便引诱之，令其知识本地风光，明见本来面目而已，初无实法与人。这一段呢，就是大会忠高在叙述当时北宋的时候，你看那个时候学禅的人齁，他们大部分呢都忘了自己的本，然后去追求什么？自己的影子，就是忘了自己的，就是要照顾好自己的这个心哈、哦，心在这个身体，因为我们有一个色身，这个心的意识哈、哦，大部分都忘记了这一个头哈、哦，他只说怎么样迷头认影，就是忘了这一个自己最重要的，然后呢去。追你自己的这个影子，好，等于说就是什么弃本逐末，就是忘了自己的本，然后呢一直在往外追求，好，所以当时呢大会忠高呢就看到这一个现象，大部分学禅的人都是在文字向上，就是只是想要来听听讲话讲经，但是呢听完之后呢跟他的生活修行完全没有结合，所以当时的一个现象跟我们现在的现象也差不多，一千多年前跟现在差不多，所以他有看到这个现象，所以你看啊，他在当时北宋的时候就提出来，所以呢他就讲了这个开坛讲的这个一些语录呢，让大家能够什么回过头来多往自己的心地上去下功夫，所以呢禅师呢他没有办法把他的开悟呢直接传授给你，他只能知道告诉你方法，但是呢你要自己在心地上下功夫才有办法自见你自己本地的风光。
So, this paragraph says, the Tao, which is prajna, is enlightened by the mind, cannot be transmitted by words. In recent years, those who have learned this way have abandoned the important principles and have been throwing themselves at the demonic path, reluctant to work diligently, blindly follow the words of the teacher. They may give some extravagantly colorful description, but that has nothing to do with their own realization. The sages see that those people are mistaken the shadow as the head. Therefore, it was expedient to induce them to make them aware of their own local scenery, which is their original face. The way to be attained in becoming a Buddha is the Buddha's nature, wisdom, and also prajna, and Nirvana's wisdom. Nirvana's wisdom to be understood with the mind rather than the language. So because Da Hui Zonggao and seeing those practitioners at that time, which is Northern Song, and they forgot and to seeking in their own mind, and they were chasing after something not important. So it's like they chasing as their shadow, and so they keep searching a Dao outwardly. They get stuck on the form of wording and languages, and they want to go to listen Dharma talk, but they're not using the teacher's words in their daily life and in their practice. So 1,000 years ago is like that. At the contemporary time, we probably is pretty similar anyway. So his words is mainly and to tell practitioner and do not seek your own. Do not seek those enlightenment outwardly. You have to come back inwardly and to spend the effort diligently and to practice. Chan master cannot pass down their experience of enlightenment. They can only tell you the method, and then the rest is up to you to work diligently to discover your own nature.
好，所以第一个样子呢，我们再由这个图形哈、哦，让大家更有印象。是不是有提到哈、哦，就是道呢，就是般若智慧，然后这个道呢，你必须是往你的内心去体悟，而不是呢追求外在的语言。你追求外在的语言跟你的内心的体悟是不一样的。外在的语言呢只是指导我们如何修，但是呢这个修你还是要靠自己、哦、所以师父提到就是你看、哦、还是要靠自己体悟。所以师父的体悟呢他没办法给我们、哦、我们也没办法抢走、哦、我们只能透过师父的这个他禅修的经验，然后他的开示，然后让我们呢，诶，从他的开示经验里面，我们依循的这个规则，然后我们去修，哦，脚踏实地的修，他没有捷径，哦，也没有什么，可不可以给我顿悟法门？哈、哦，顿悟法门都一样，我们都要慢慢修。所以曾经不是有师父有一个小参嘛，哈、哦，一个弟子小参，哈、哦，他说他要顿悟的，可是师父说我这边都顿的，但是你要慢慢修。所以我们修行的不要急，还是要脚踏实地。所以呢你没办法向外求，你一定是你知道这个方法，然后你要透过你自己呢用心的去体悟去修行才有办法。
So this diagram is simplify in the paragraph we just talked about it. So first of all, it starts from the top. Prajna wisdom.This prajna wisdom, you have to experience from the mind inwardly. So it cannot seek outwardly from the words. The words are the only guidance, teach you how to do it. But at the rest, you have to do it yourself, diligently. And so you cannot seek anything outwardly. There's nothing outwardly for you to seek. So realization,can only through experience, step by step, and to practice, and to be able to experience, and be able to see the insight. And a lot of time we think we don't want diligently and practice and step by step. That takes too long. I need some sudden enlightenment. And that actually happened in the Chan Retreat that Shifu was leading. and somebody and came to him, 师父, I need a method of a sudden enlightenment. 师父 will reply, oh, all the methods are sudden enlightenment. So, but you have to practice diligently, step by step, and to be able to reach that point.
好，所以呢，我们修行呢，要认头还是要认影？认头，啊，认头是一个譬喻哈，就是等于说，不要一直往外追求，其实是你修行呢是要一直不断的往内看的意思。好，好。
So this diagram is saying mistaken the shadow as the head. So literally when we practice and we don't chase after shadow and we need to focus on the head. The head means you practice and you're not, the head means it's a, you have to practice yourself inwardly, diligently, and not seeking the shadow outside to see the inside.
好，那我在准备课程的时候呢，刚好在整理旧照片，然后就找到这张照片。这张照片是在耶鲁大学照的。好，那照的那个人你们看得出来是谁吗？好，就是我。
So, interesting, I tell you a little bit about history of this picture, where they came from. And while I was preparing the topic, and I also going through my old pictures. And, so, and this kind of suitable for the topic. And so, can you see who's the, who's the shadow? That actually was me.
所以呢，在语录里面呢，大慧中高禅师呢又举了一个例子哈，就是针对这第一个样子，他就举了一个之前的一个公案的一个例子哦。
So and because the topic matter, he want to explain more about this first point. So he gave another example.
好，大家有看到这个图片是什么？砖头。大家有想到砖头跟什么公案很像？好，掉不是砖头有一个公案，大家可以，哎，对对对，对对对，答对了。好，什么？磨砖成镜。
So the example is actually is 公案。The first you saw a brick.So, what kind of koan you thought about related to a brick? So, actually grind the brick into a mirror.
好，那这公案是这样子齁。有一天呢，这个马祖道一禅师在打坐，然后他坐的时候就听到一个很吵的声音齁。这个很吵的声音奇怪，怎么会这样沙沙沙这样，就是石头跟石头磨出来一个声音很吵，然后他就起坐。起坐之后就问了这个怀壤禅师哈，就说：“哎，你磨砖头要做什么？”然后这个怀壤禅师就跟他说：“我磨这个砖头呢，就是要呢做成镜子。”结果这个马祖道一就笑说：“你磨砖头怎么可能成镜子？”然后你知道怀壤大师笑他什么？笑马祖道一说。我磨砖头不能成镜子，那你打坐怎么可能成佛？好，然后呢？接着这个怀壤禅师又问马祖道一，就说：“那你坐禅是为了什么？”当然是为了要成佛嘛。然后呢？这个怀壤禅师就说：“打坐怎么可能成佛？”然后这个马祖道一呢，一听到打坐不可能成佛，就开始很着急。召集之后呢，就赶快站起来顶礼这个南岳怀壤禅师哈，就问他说：“那我要怎么做才可以成佛？”
So, in Jiangxi Mazu, and he was sitting in meditation, and he heard something noisy. It's like a rock and grinding rock. So he get annoyed. So he came out of meditation and asked.What is the purpose of grinding a brick? So, Huairang, it was saying, oh, I'm grinding a brick and to make a mirror. So, Ma Zhu is kind of mocking at him. It's like, how can a brick be grind into a mirror? So Ma Zhu and then said, oh, since the brick cannot be grind into a mirror, how sitting in meditation can become a Buddha? So, Hongzi, Master Hongzi asked Ma Zhu once before, what's your purpose of sitting in meditation? Oh, Ma Zhu answered, it was to seek the achievement of Buddhahood. So, then once Ma Zhu heard about Hongzi's, Ma Zhu heard about Huaizang's word, and then sitting in meditation cannot become a Buddha. So he was worried, and then immediately he get up and pay respect to Ma Zhu and then say, what else should I do?
那我该怎么做才能够成佛？好，然后这时候怀壤禅师知道呢，妈祖道义的这个因缘成熟了哈，于是呢，他就在问他哈，他在做一个譬喻，就是说，他说，譬如牛，一只牛呢驾着一个牛车，然后这个牛车呢如果不走的话，那你要打牛还是打车？大家都在笑哈。所以可见大家都知道是要打什么，对，好，所以他又在做了，他又在说，他说你呢学打坐呢是要做什么哈？就是说你学坐禅，还有呢学坐佛哈。如果说你是要学坐禅呢，禅呢它没有，它禅呢不是你这样子想象，就是你只是打坐就叫禅哈。禅呢它没有一定的形象，就是。不是坐也不是卧，那如果说呢你想要成佛，好，这个佛呢它没有一定的形状，一定的样子，好，然后呢是要在于一切法都没有著着的上呢，然后于一切法都没有取舍呢的这个样子呢才叫佛，好，所以如果说你觉得打坐呢就可以成佛做佛呢，这个就是你在杀了你自己的佛性，所以呢，这个怀壤禅师就是要马祖道义呢破了这个打坐的这个执着的这个相，所以马祖道义听了之后呢，他就恍然大悟，就是已经听得懂他的意思了，听得怀壤大师他讲的意思了。
So, Huai Rang knew the course and condition is ripened at that time.Then he began to say, for example, an ox is pulling a car, and the car is not moving forward. Are you striking the ox or the car? So, he continued, you sit in the meditation is to learn to be a Buddha or to learn Chan. Chan is not in the form of a sitting or laying down. If you learn to become a Buddha, there is no immutable form of a Buddha and does not abide in any Dharma, should not be grasping and rejecting. So if you are persistently in the form of a sitting to become a Buddha, that is to kill the Buddha of your own, and you will not be able to reach the truth of the Dharma. So the reason Huai Rang said that is he wanted to break and great attachment of a sitting and for 马祖。
好，这个马祖呢言下有悟哈，大概听得懂南岳怀壤禅师讲的哈。接着他马上又在追问，那如何呢？修行用方法呢，才可以跟这个无相三昧相应。
So, Ma Zhu understood what Huai Rang was telling him. So, he immediately asked, So, how to use the mind that is accord with the formless samadhi?
好，我们一样，用一个图表让大家比较清楚看到，无相三昧呢，在师父的书里面有提到，无相三昧就是你没有我相，没有人相， 没有众生相。好，无我相、无人相呢，就是你在这个空间上呢，没有你、我、他。然后呢，没有众生相，就是你在这个时间的这个里面呢，你没有你、我、他。
So what is the formless samadhi? And in Sifu's book, and actually, and has explanation about that. So this diagram is just simplified. And formless samadhi is no form of self, no form of others, and no form of all sentient beings. No form of self and others is in the space. There's no you, me, and him.So, and no form of all sentient beings, and in this space, and there's no form of time.
好，那我们来看哈，无相三昧。三昧呢，大家常常听到哈，可是呢，能不能做得到？我们要练习哈。好，我们再来复习一次。三昧呢，就是你在动静的时候呢。你的心呢都不会受到内外在的状况影响，然后产生混淆迷惑的等种种烦恼。就是如果你能够呢内外都不受任何环境的影响，然后不起任何的烦恼，连 complain 都不可以哦，就是连抱怨都不行，就是你虽然没讲出来，可是你内心呢有抱怨，这也不行。如果你可以常常处在这样的状态，就是你常常处在三昧当中。
So what is samadhi? We heard of samadhi a lot, and to actually reach samadhi state is not easy. And samadhi is regardless in still or moving state, the mind will not affect by internal or external condition or environment, and to give a rise to confuse and muddle vexations.So, regardless in the still and moving state, your mind is remain in this state and it will not affect by external and internal environment. And even inside your mind, you may be complaining about something. That's not samadhi. So we need to practice that, even though it's hard to reach, but we need to practice and then gradually we be able to reach that.
一样，我们举一个例子，大家看到的两个图片，一个是什么？佛。然后很多人我们把它称为众生。那佛呢，它常常呢都处于什么状态？对，它常常都处于智慧的状态，所以它面对任何内外在的任何的状况呢，它都是用智慧处理。那众生就等于譬喻说我们凡夫齁，常常遇到内外境的一个状况呢，我们都用什么处理，每天都去这个中心报道，自我中心齁，就是我们都会去自我中心报道。那我们如何常常处于三昧，我们就是要学右手边这一尊佛，他常常呢面对任何的状况，他都是用智慧来处理事情，面对事情。
So, this diagram we see this on the right is Buddha, which is a representation of wisdom. And then on the left, you see a whole bunch of people, that's sentient being and ordinary people. And so Buddha is full of wisdom. Why? Because he encountered internal and external situation, the environment. He used wisdom.To take care of all the things. But on the left, ordinary people. So when we encounter the internal, external environment, how do we deal with things? Use our self-centered mind. So how can we serve from the help self-centered mind? So we learn from the right side, Buddha, and use wisdom to take care of things.
所以刚呢，怀让禅师呢跟马祖道一解释了什么是无相三昧之后呢，接着呢，怀让禅师呢又在说，他说 你要学心地法门呢，就像一个种子播种下去。好，那我说的法药呢，就好比天者，天者就是那个甘露哈、哦，雨露哈、哦，下雨的哈、哦。那这两个因缘呢，合呢，你就能够见到。好、哦，这样子大家听得懂吗？他说呢，他告诉这个怀让。好吧，他告诉这个马祖道一禅师，你要学这个禅修的心地法门，就好像播一个种子，这个种子呢播下去，但是如果没有法雨水呢，你这个种子也不能发芽，所以你一定要有种子跟雨水两个因缘合，你就有在适当的因缘呢，你就可以见到，就是等于你可以开悟的意思。
So before that, Huai Rang told Ma Zu about a formless samadhi, and Huai Rang continued to say, and you learn the Dharma Dua method of the mind was like sowing your own seeds. That is the cause. The Dharma that I expounded to you was like the rainfall from the sky. That is the condition. So cause and condition come together, then the Tao, truth, will be perceived, can be perceived.So, and what it is, if Ma Zu only learned the method of the Dharma, and that's the course, he has the course, but there's no rainfall, there's no teacher expounding Dharma to him, so there's no condition, so his own seeds will not sprout. So, it need to have the course and condition come together, then, and the Tao and will be perceived.
接着呢，马祖道又在问怀让禅师，他说道呢非色相，那怎么能够看到？好，然后怀让禅师就跟他说，这个道呢不是你想象这样子可以看到，他说道呢是用你的心地法眼才能看，就是用你的心眼看，而不是用你的肉眼看。好，所以呢是用心眼去看，所以无相三昧也是这样，你要用心去经营，用你的心去修行。接着他又在问，马祖又在问说，诶，那这个道有成坏吗？成就是哦，有一个东西出来，然后有个东西不见吗？然后呢怀让禅师就跟他说，如果这个道可以有成，可以让你有看到成坏聚散呢，这样子的一个现象啊，这个东西就不是叫
So Ma Zu asked again, so if a Tao is a formless, how can it be seen? Huai Rang said, the Dharma door of the mind is not perceived by our fleshy eyes, rather it perceived from our Dharma eyes. Formless Samadhi is perceived the same manner. So Ma Zu asked again, does a Tao has arising or perishing? Ma Zu answered, if a Tao has arising, perishing,gathering and separating, that is not Tao. So, and Ma Zu, Huai Rang is telling Ma Zu, and you cannot see the Tao from your fleshy eyes. You have to see from your Dharma eyes. You have to use your mind to practice.
所以呢，师父有提到，我们如果能够放下前面这三个齁，第一个是什么？自我中心。第二个呢？时间相。第三个呢？空间相。最后可以等于什么？你成就了无相三昧。好，我们再复习一下。第一个自我中心就是你没有我相。第二个时间相呢，就是呢，刚有提到就是众生相，就是时间相。就是你在这个时间里面呢，你没有你我他。然后第三个这个空间相呢，就是呢在这个空间里面你没有你我他。好，就像我们现在呢中午快中午了齁，我们这一堂人在这边，好，那中午吃完饭下午还会同样在这一堂人吗？不会嘛齁，有的人就会先离开，有的人会继续留下。好，这就是 在空间跟时间上的一个你我他的不同的变化。但是呢，师父告诉我们要练习你在这个空间时间相上呢，你练习呢没有你我他。通常有任何的烦恼就是有你我他，比如说你看人家不顺眼，比如说你看他种种的你都很讨厌，类似这样，就是有什么像有一个我讨厌你跟他的一个像。
So, main thing, formless samadhi. And what is the formless and to let go the form? What kind of form? There's three things. It's form of a self-center, and then the form of the sentient beings, and form of the others. And there's no form of a self, and that is no form of a self-center. And the second, there's no form of a time, and that's the form of the sentient beings. And the third, the form of the space, and that's the form of others, that the others, and in the others, and contain you, me, and other people. So, and for example, and later on, the time is approaching to noon, and later on after lunch, and now we have this collection of people. And then after lunch, everybody may go to do their own chore, and so we will not have the same collection of the people. So, and that is the changing of the time and the space. So, with the changing of the time and space, and there is no you, me, and others. So, if you have a you, me, others, and that's a lot of trouble. For example, and you look at somebody, I don't like you, and I really don't like the way you are, I just don't like you personally. So that means, and then in this picture, there's a me, don't like you, and also you are the person I don't like. And then also you may not like other people, and also in this time frame, you may have a lot of people you don't like. So, and we need to let go of all these three forms, and that is a formless samadhi.
所以道呢，到底是什么呢？这个道呢，由心悟呢，是大会中高呢，他用禅宗的立场来说，开悟的方法，用话头的这个方法呢，就是大会中高禅师说的道。那么道呢，在整个大圣的佛法里面呢，还有一个更广大的道。
So what is 道？So a Tao is enlightened by the mind. So, and we use 话头. And Tao in Mahayana Buddhism, and that's even have a broader meaning.
好，这个有四个句子哈。总摄菩提道，这个大圣的这个修行最广大的道呢，就是菩提道。那这菩提道呢，不出六度跟四摄。好，那如果说你能够依着这六度跟四摄法呢，去用功修行，去修福修慧呢，你就可以渐渐进入菩萨的52个阶位的道，然后一个一个这样子慢慢修。那修完呢52个阶位的菩萨道之后呢，你就可以圆满佛的功德。
So what is the broader Tao in the Mahayana Buddhism? So these four verses. So the total outline gathered together to achieve the almost Bodhi path are practice 6 paramitas and the 4 all embracing virtues. Practice gradually to complete all 10 grounds of Bodhisattva stages. Perfect all Buddha's virtue and merit. So, this is the broader Tao, the broadest Tao in Mahayana Buddhism, that is the Bodhi path. So, practice 6 paramitas and then 4 all embracing virtues. And practice gradually to complete all 52 stages of Bodhisattva. And then that will be able to perfect all Buddha's virtue and merit.
所以佛呢要怎么成佛呢其实从菩萨出发心的时候呢你从菩萨呢到开始行菩萨道慢慢修成的。所以菩萨呢要学的东西呢非常多。所以四弘誓愿不是有一条是法门无量誓愿学大家都很熟对不对但是呢都会有菩萨呢跟我说法师我不用学那么多我只要会一样就好了。这样有没有法门无量誓愿学没有。这样你有没有办法圆满成佛之道没有没有办法。所以这边有提到呢它不是呢部分少量的法门而是你要呢无量的法门要誓愿学。
So to practice Bodhisattva paths,It starts from the initial give rise to the Bodhi mind. So to perfect all Buddha's merit and virtue is to achieve the practice of Bodhisattva path. Therefore, Bodhisattva need to master limitless approaches to Dharma and not merely master partial or small amount of a Dharma door. So, and some people may complain to me, and it's too much to learn, and I only need to know one method.So if you only need to know one method, so, and you are not on the Bodhisattva path, and we need to learn a lot of stuff, and be able to deliver all different kinds of sentient beings. And so that's why in Bodhisattva, I need to master limitless approaches to Dharma, not merely partial or small amount of the Dharma door.
好，所以呢在佛教里面常常有一句话齁三起修福慧百劫修相好。
So, actually in Buddhism, and there's a common saying, and Bodhisattva need to use three great asankhya kalpa of time of cultivation to perfect virtue and merit. Then use 100 small kalpas of time of practice.To achieve the 32 physical marks and the 80 notable physical characteristics of the Buddha.
所以呢要成佛呢必须要用三大阿僧祇劫这么长的时间。然后他用100劫呢他圆满的三大阿僧祇劫把福慧修圆满之后呢佛呢必须要再用100劫的时间修相好。
Therefore, to achieve Buddhahood, you need to use the time or three great asankhya kalpas of the time to cultivate, to perfect the virtue and merit. And then after achieve Buddhahood, then need to use 100 small kalpas of the time to practice to achieve the 32 physical marks and the 80 notable physical characteristics of a Buddha.
举个例子齁佛要用100劫呢来修这个相好庄严。相好就是我们常常听的32相80种随行齁。那举个例子齁佛有其中一个相叫上位相。上位相就是呢任何的食物呢到了佛的嘴巴呢都会变成很甘美的食物。不像我们齁到了之后会分别什么哦怎么那么咸哦怎么那么酸就是这样。可是到了佛的嘴巴呢不会有这个问题。还有佛的梵音相呢当然好听是一种齁。它的梵音相里面还有一个内涵就是呢佛呢以一音演说法。在座的台下呢有不同种的人但是呢全部都听得懂佛在讲什么。不需要像我们现在这样子用翻译的。好先讲这里。
Okay, so this is an example. And 32 physical mark of a Buddha. And for example, saliva that improved the taste of all food. So any food come to a Buddha's mouth, and he be able to turn into a delicious delicacy. And so, and not like us, we taste the food. Oh, this is really salty. Oh, this is too sour. So any kind of food can come into Buddha's mouth and it become delicious. And another example is a voice and deep and resonant. So Buddha used one voice and or one language and to expound Dharma. Any kind of sentient beings and they speak all different languages and they could understand. So they don't need a translation. Buddha does not need a translation to expound Dharma to sentient beings.
好，再来呢，我们再来分享，在佛经里面有提到哈，就是说呢，这个世界的人哈，都中了毒，但是呢，你发心呢，要救这些中毒的人。然后这个世界的人都中毒，然后你发心的救这个全世界的人，让他们呢能够恢复身体的健康，这样子这么大的一件事情呢，你才能圆满一福，只能成就一福，就是把你全世界的人，把这些全世界中毒的人，你把他救好了，才能圆满一福。那这样子的一福呢，你要累积到一百福，就是从一福要累积到一百个，累积到一百个福呢，你才能成就一个相好庄严。所以简不简单？不简单齁。所以呢，我们呢不要错过任何一个修福修善的一个机会，哪怕只是一个很小的善呢，我们都要累积。好，所以呢，在座的我看都没有长得很丑的齁，所以大家过去世都是有修善业的齁。
So, perfect one virtue. And, in a sutra, it means, and sutra and, said that. And, the people in the whole world, they all been poisoned. So, and you give a rise into the mind, you want to save, you want to salvage everybody and to restore their health and everybody in the world. So, and after you save every single one person, then you perfect one virtue. And then you have to accumulate hundreds and perfect hundreds of those virtues to achieve one physical mark of the Buddha. One of the 32 of the physical mark of the Buddha. So don't ever miss any opportunity to practice in wholesome deed. And regardless of how small they are, do not miss any opportunity. I look upon all of you, and this none of a person and look hideous. So, and that means, priorly, you all practice a wholesome deed. So, you have, you don't have the, bad looking.
好，那我们再简短的介绍一下齁。六度四摄呢，就是这六度，大家都很熟嘛，对不对？都很会背齁。像持经持咒一样那么会，但是呢，真正能够用上，用上的机会多不多？多，不错，有用哦，有在用。好，那我们来看，布施，布施有分什么施？财施、法施、无畏施。好，就是呢，你有金钱呢，你布施；还有你懂得佛法，你布施。还有众生呢，心情很荡的时候呢，你可以布施他一些柔软与爱语，还有一个微笑，这个也是叫无畏施。好，那持戒呢？持戒简单来讲呢，就是菩萨的三句境界，就是你只要能掌握断恶、修善、度一切众生呢，你就是常常在持戒。那如果说你第一个断恶呢，你没办法做，就等于说你要先从你自己的行为上去调整。如果你都常常做不好的事，你没办法常常断掉这个你常常做不好的事的习惯呢，其他的后面两项你没办法成就，就等于你要修善啊、度众生，你没办法成就。所以你第一个一定要先断了你自己的不好的这个习气行为，你才有办法成就后面两个。忍辱，大家需要常常忍辱吗？ 上班嘛，在家里嘛，还有在哪里，任何事。忍辱呢，这边的忍辱，佛的忍辱跟众生的忍辱不一样。佛的忍辱他常常是处于在他的心常常处于在一个清净然后呢安住的一个状态，然后他遇到任何事呢他不需要用忍的，因为他用他的清净智慧心面对内外境。所以佛的忍辱呢，他的心常常处于在智慧清净心上，所以他是用安住的一个状态，安住在任何顺逆境当中。忍辱不是说你遇到逆境顺境要不要忍辱，也要啊，因为顺境的背后是什么，逆境，因为你太顺了之后有可能有逆境嘛，所以这是忍辱的比较高的层次，是佛的层次。不是像我们众生一样我用忍耐的，好我一定忍耐，我忍了你几年之后呢，到时候呢可能就换我出头，类似这样，千万不要用这种心态，这样的心态就是跟佛法相违背。好，接着呢我们来看，先跳过精进，我们来看禅定。禅定呢就是你成就任何一件事情呢你必须要有禅定做基础。如果你没有禅定做基础呢，其他你都没办法成就，因为你的心呢没办法常常处于一个很稳定安定的状态。所以呢常常每天呢拨一个时间呢多内观内省呢很重要。有的人说法师我的腿不能盘腿，打坐呢修心呢跟盘腿没有关系，你没有盘腿没关系，你就是坐着也可以，然后常常呢从晚上的时候有空的时候你就可以思维一下你今天从早到晚，然后呢你是白起多还是黑起多，白起就是善业，黑起就是什么恶业，这样所以你就是想一下，如果呢做了这个黑下的黑起多了一点，就想说我明天呢要再稍微调整一下。好，智慧呢，智慧就是前面五项的一个导航，就是一个很重要的导目导手。如果你没有这个智慧呢，其余的前面五个呢你都很难成就，所以呢不能偏任何一个。好，那重点是我们刚讲的二四五个还没讲哪一个，精进。精进呢就是通于布施持戒忍辱还有后面的这个禅定智慧。所以如果你没有精进呢这一个很重要的修行要点，你没办法成就其他的这五个。你要布施要不要发精进心，要。你布施有很多很多种方式嘛，比如说你走过来捐钱，然后不然就是你寄支票，有没有类似这样子，就是你必须都要用你的心力提起来你才有办法。还有你要持戒，你是不是要提起你的精进心，你没有你这份精进心呢你就我继续做恶业下去。但是你有这个精进心呢，就等于这个觉照的心呢，你才有办法把你这个常常做的黑夜呢转成白夜。好，先讲六度。
So six parameters, and a lot of time we can recite them in backwards. So, but can we really achieve that? Six parameters, and they have six items. And the first, dana, generosity. And this is three kind of generosity. And then and you are giving away your wealth. And the second, you're giving away dharma. The third is a fearless giving.So giving away wealth, and everybody can understand, and then you give away your money to help others. And then give away Dharma means some people and encounter some situation, you can use the Dharma wisdom to help them. And also, and then you can provide some encouraging words and kind words and loving and kind words and to encourage them. And that's also fearless giving. The second, precept, sila, precept. And then mainly is the three cumulative pure precept. And that is a cut off all the bad deeds, and then practice all the wholesome deeds, and then uphold precept. So the first, and cut off all the bad deeds. If you cannot do that, the rest of two is not be able to achieve. The third, kasanti, forbearance. So because we are ordinary people, and we may practice that in at work and at home. And Buddha's forbearance has a different meaning than our ordinary sentient beings. So Buddha's forbearance is his mind. He doesn't really need to be practicing forbearance because he kept his mind always stable, abiding on a pure and wisdom. So when he encountering any situation, he doesn't have to endure and the favorable condition and then unfavorable condition, and not like our sentient beings. And then you keep bothering for so many years. I've been enduring you and tolerating you, and one day I'm really gonna get even with you. So this is not forbearance. And then we're gonna talk about dhyana, which concentration. And when we accomplish anything, and we need to use this concentration as the base. And because of that, that keep our mind stable. So each day, and we can find some time to sit in meditation. And you may say, "Oh, my leg, and then it's so painful. I cannot sit in a cross-legged position." It's okay. You can sit on the chair. So at least each night, and find some time to reflect, and the whole day activity. What have you done? And so you have more white. Means the wholesome deed, or you have more blacks, which is the unwholesome deeds. So if you have a lot of black and then more than the white, so, and you need to do some adjustment. So wisdom, prajna, and that is the guidance of the other five parameters. Without the wisdom and the other five parameters, it will not be able to work well. So, and next we talk about diligence, virya, and diligence. So if there's no diligence, and the other five parameters is not able to achieve, because without diligence, and you don't have the determination and the persistence and to uphold and the other parameters, and you don't have the awareness to do that. And so, for example, and giving. And yeah, you want to give, and you know, you want to be generous and do giving, but you don't really carry through the giving, and the giving is not going to be possible. And also uphold precept. And you need to have a determination, a persistence, and to uphold precept, and so also the endurance.
好，其实我们看右边的这个试射哈。刚左边讲的六度呢，它可以成就自利跟利他，等于说你自己成就，然后你也帮助到别人。然后右边的这个橘色的四摄法呢，它是比较重于利他，就是你常常呢做这个四摄法这个修行法门呢，就是常常在做利他的这个修行的方法。同样的呢，第一个都有布施，所以布施呢不一定是钱，你布施你的体力，你布施你的技能，这些都是。爱语呢重不重要？很重要，因为一般呢我们常常会对最亲的人讲的都不是爱语，都是什么语？恶语，不然就是扯后腿的语言，就是酸他的语言，常常没有鼓励他。所以我们今天听的这堂课呢，大家都一直笑，可见都常常有做。所以呢，我们今天听的这堂课呢，我们要常常对我们最亲的人呢 讲爱语、柔软语，好，然后呢，乃至于扩及你不认识的人，你也可以讲柔软语，好，好，然后这个力行呢，力行呢就是种种有利于别人的这个行为呢，我们都努力去做，比如说，这个念佛的法门，这个禅修的法门，可以帮助呢我的这个同修，或者是我可以帮助我这个朋友呢，他可以提起这个正面的能量呢，我们就可以去多做这个行为。当然不一定是修行，比如说种种的你习惯的，你觉得是可以帮助他的，而是符合的，符合佛法的这个正义的这个方式，你都可以去做。那同事呢，就是你知道你这个朋友呢喜欢喝咖啡，好，那你就呢陪他去喝咖啡，然后聊什么？不是，是聊佛法，不是聊是非，聊是非又造了口业，类似这种种。
For all embracing virtue, and the first is so before we talk about six parameter, and that's accomplish and benefit self and benefit others, and this four all embracing virtue is achieving benefit others, and the first is giving generosity. It's similar to six parameter, and also you can giving your physical strength and to help.And then also your skill to help others. And the second, affectionate speech. So, and normally, and toward our close people, close relative, do we usually give them affectionate speech? Probably not. Probably we give them a nasty words, criticism, some mean words. So, after you heard this, when you go home, you should start giving affectionate speech into your people close to you, people around you.And also, and not only to your close relative, and then some stranger you encounter, you can give them affectionate words. So, and the next, conduct profitable to others. And for example, reciting Buddha's name and meditation, and these are kind of Dharma door practice, and can help other people and to give rise to the right view.And not only in the Dharma practice, and some other things in accordance to Dharma, and uplift in their right livelihood, and then also, and you can use that. And the fourth, work with and adapt self into others. For example, and somebody or friend maybe like to drink coffee. So we let's go out to have some coffee. What are you talking?Definitely not gossip. You should talk about Buddha Dharma.
好，所以呢，六度呢，它有分呢福德道跟智慧道。我们知道佛呢是福慧两足尊嘛，所以你一定要修满福跟修满慧呢，你才有办法成佛。所以呢，简单的分呢，布施、持戒。忍辱呢，它是属于福业，成就福业哈。那呢，禅定跟智慧呢，它是属于智慧。
So, six parameter, generosity, precept, and forbearance. That's the path of merit and virtue, and meditation and wisdom, and that's the path of wisdom.So Buddha is perfect on both virtue and merit and wisdom.
好，少了一个。对，所以呢，精进呢，就像一条桥哈，它可以呢，把福跟慧呢连接在一起，所以呢，精进很重要。所以你做任何事呢，你都要提起这个精进的心。
So before we only had five parameters. What are we missing? Diligence. Diligence is a bridge. Connect virtual merit and wisdom together.
好，所以总结呢，六度与四摄呢，六度呢，它就是成就成熟佛道的一个六个很重要的要点。然后四摄呢，它就是帮助众生的一个方便。
So in summarize, six parameter is the principal point of achieving Buddha path, and the four all-embracing virtue is the expedience of delivering sentient beings.
再来呢，因为时间又到了齁。因为这菩萨的五十二个阶位呢，他那个字可能被弄掉。菩萨的五十二个阶位呢，蛮多的哈，内容很丰富。今天这样讲可能会超过时间，所以我们把它留到下一次。好，那请问呢，今天呢所讲的呢，大家有没有任何疑问，或者是你对于参话头你有什么疑问？
So, we were gonna talk about 52 Bodhisattva stages because our time constraint, we're gonna save for the next time. So, now a question. Do you have any question with regard to today's talk or how to use 话头method?
好，没有，我们问大家。好，我们之前去年有上的这个课里面有提到参话头，师父有提出参话头有四个层次，第一个大家还记得吗？对，有人说念话头，念话头呢就是你呢必须要对你所选的这个话头呢你有兴趣，而且你觉得这个是相应我的这一句话头，你选定的这句话头呢你就是这一生呢乃至用到于下一世好几辈子你都是用这句话头。好，那有的人会问说，那法师我怎么知道我上一辈子用什么话头？好，因为你这一辈子它会累积，它会一看到就觉得然后你就很相应，这就是你上一辈子有用过的。或者是你选念佛的是谁，这个就是你跟你相应的这个话头，然后你这一辈子呢用到底。好，第一个层次是念话头，第二个是什么？问，对，参是第三。好，第二个呢就是问，就是你已经对这个话头很有兴趣，而且你呢一定想要知道是什么的时候呢，你就进入到第二个叫做问话头。这个问话头的时候你已经要移情了，如果你没有这个移情呢，你没有这个移情产生这个移情呢，你没办法再更往上的进入这个什么参话头的层次。所以如果你用话头没有移情呢，就等于你在念一句话而已，那你还不如念，师父说还不如念佛号还有功德。真的，是不是说念佛有功德？但是你参话头，你必须要有这个移情呢，你才可以进入这个真正参话头的这个次第。第三个，你有移情之后，这个移情很浓，把你整个人都包围在这个移情里面了，产生很大的移情呢，你这个时候就进入真正的参话头。就是呢，你什么时候任何时钟呢，你的念头呢就是在这个疫情上，就是在你这个话头上，然后等待因缘成熟呢，你这个话头的疫情爆炸了之后，就是等于你爆破的时候呢，你开悟见性的时候呢，开悟见性师父说还要继续保任，就是呢你还是要再长养这个开悟的这个圣胎，所以呢你还是要继续开悟之后还是要继续看着这个话头，就是还是要看着它，不是很猛力就是看着它，没有特别看，但是就是你就是都有在用这个话头，是这样四个层次。
So, since you don't have a question, and I want to ask you, and what is the four stages of using Hua Tou method? The first is recite the Hua Tou. So, recite the Hua Tou is piquing the interest, and you find out which Hua Tou, and you have more interest, and then you use that particular Hua Tou. And not only use this lifetime, and the life after life and after life, you are using the same Hua Tou. So you may have a question, how do I know my previous life, which Hua Tou I was using? So when you encounter a different phrase of a Hua Tou, which is more in accordance with you, to you, and that's the Hua Tou you have been used for your past lifetime. So for example, and when you heard who is reciting the Buddha's name, so you immediately you intrigue into that particular Hua Tou. That means that in the past lifetime, you used to use that particular Hua Tou. So, and that is the first stage, reciting the Hua Tou. After you recite the Hua Tou, and to a certain period of time, and then naturally you will progress into the next level, which is asking Hua Tou. Because you already have very interested about that particular Hua Tou, you really have that burning desire, you want to know. You really want to know the answer of that Hua Tou. And then you will give a rise to a doubt sensation. And then you keep on asking, you keep asking, I want to know, I really, really want to know. And so, and that is the second stage. And if you don't have, if you didn't give rise to doubt sensation in this stage, and it's useless then just to asking this dry phrase of Hua Tou. So you rather recite and Buddha's name, and that has more merit and virtue. And after asking Hua Tou for a certain period of time, and gradually and you and into the next stage, which investigate Hua Tou. Because your doubt sensation is very huge. You really want to know. You were totally engulfed by that doubt sensation. Anything, anytime, whatever you do, it's all this Hua Tou. And when the cause and condition and come together, and this great doubt mass you're forming from this doubt sensation is going to explode. And that is the cause and condition mature and come together. And then you awaken you and see the inside. So after that, and even though you see your you've seen the inside, and then afterwards you still need to protect this womb and in of the sage. So you need to continue to ask Hua Tou, and so and that is watching the Hua Tou.
好，没有问题哈。
No questions?
Oh.
Harry has a question.
Just a question of how you do Hua Tou in everyday life. I mean, it's one thing to be able to make the doubt sensation arise if you're on a retreat, but carrying on Hua Tou in everyday life is a little more difficult.
您如何在每天继续用Hua Tou？因为呢，在禅修中间呢。如果有这个可以提起这个疫情的话是比较简单。可是如果说你在每天如何能保持这个疫情，
就是有一个那个想知道的心提起来。但是呢，如果你能够在一个密集的禅修的状态去用这个话头会更得力。但是在平常生活当中，因为我们居士必须要有一些处理自己的公务的事情，所以呢，你所持的这个修的这个话头呢，它没有办法像在禅修密集的状态这么样的有力量。但是呢，你就是还是要保持着有一个想知道的心。
Main thing in you need to maintain this mind, you want to know the answer of the Hua Tou. You want to know. And because when you're in an intense retreat, and your mind is more collected, and so, and this wanting to know is very strong. And when you come back to the daily life, and you need to work, and you need to deal with other people, and So, and you may not have that kind of strength and wanting to know, but you keep in back your mind and still maintain that I want to know, that sensation that I want to know, and to maintain that. That's how you keep your doubt in the daily life.
那我们就准备用五斋。谢谢大家，阿弥陀佛。
Thank you, 阿弥陀佛。